Wisconsin's jobless rate rose 0.2 percentage point in July. The state reports losing 8,000 jobs overall, including more than 12,000 in the private sector. It's a reversal from job gains in June, for which Governor Scott Walker took some credit. Now, according to the governor, the downturn is not his fault.
We saw in July and even into August, I would imagine the August numbers when they come out next month reflect a similar pattern, incredible uncertainty both at the federal level in terms of the debt ceiling debate, combined with really July and August is when you saw the height of all the recall commercials. And I think for a lot of employers we talked to, that added a high level of uncertainty, not knowing what was going to come next.
Walker declines to say which employers were made nervous by the debt discussions or state Senate recall efforts.
In terms of specific employers, no, we heard all the time people, particularly when it comes to the debt ceiling, individuals were concerned about what it would mean for interest rates and whether or not they could go out and get lending and have an impact on that, but I don't have a long list.
Some state Democrats take offense to the governor blaming others for the job cuts, suggesting that Walker's policies have been divisive. Assembly Democratic Caucus Chair Kelda Helen Royce says she hopes Republicans start listening to her party's ideas on job creation.
You're talking about investing in workers, rent and job training, investing in our technical colleges. Those are the kinds of things that we can do.
The credit and blame game for state job numbers may be back a month from now when the figures for August are released. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.